Many people know that Florida manatees are endangered. After all, stories of boat and propeller collisions, as well as crowded coastal habitats, have received lots of media attention. However, this moment of science is about a threat to manatees you might not have heard of: the planned closing of several old power plants along the Florida coast. Strange as it may sound, many manatees rely on power plants for survival. You see, when water temperatures drop below about 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which they often do during Florida winters, manatees can suffer what scientists call cold stress, a condition that can be fatal. That's because manatees are kind of like humans. We need to head inside after a day in the cold, or else risk hypothermia. Manatees also need places to warm up when they get chilly. A manatee hotspot is known as a thermal refuge. When scientists mapped the locations of hotspots along the Florida coast, they discovered a rather startling fact. While some manatees congregate by underground springs or basins that naturally trap warm water, most of the population depends on the outflow sites of, you guessed it, power plants. Although it's kind of neat that power plants release enough warm water to help manatees survive, there's a problem. Several plants are getting old and are scheduled for imminent shutdown. The sudden loss of so many thermal refuge sites could be disastrous to the manatee population. However, the long-term maintenance of the power plant hotspots is neither economically nor ecologically sustainable. Therefore, according to conservation biologists, as we phase out power plants, we need to simultaneously work on increasing manatee access to natural sources of warm water. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.